Om Shanti. Today is 16 January 2018, Tuesday. The magic of blessings. Today's blessing in the Sakar Murli. May you be a spinner of the discus of self-realization, and by being master knowledgeful, know your horoscope of 5000 years. Those who become spinner of the discus of self-realization, Sudarshan Chakradhari, at this time claim a right to the fortune of the kingdom of the world in the future. Chakravarti, to be a spinner of the discus of self-realization means to know all your different parts in the whole cycle. At this time, you children specially know your horoscope of 5000 years and have become master knowledgeful. All of you know the special aspect that you become those who play hero part throughout the whole cycle by making your life like a diamond in this last birth. So today's blessing is, may you become a spinner of the discus of self-realization, Sudarshan Chakradhari. And by being master knowledgeful, what happens? You know the horoscope, you know all the different paths you have played in last 5000 years. Those who become the discus, spinner of the discus of self-realization at this time, they claim the right to the fortune of the kingdom of the world in the future. To be the spinner of the discus of self-realization means to know all your different paths in the whole cycle. So, you become those who play hero part because your life becomes hire tulya, diamond-like in this last birth. So to be the spinner of the discus of self-realization means to know all your previous births, to know all the different paths you have played in last 5000 years. Is it possible to know all our births? Is it possible to know who we were in each and every birth in this 5000 years? Not all but few. Which ones? Which ones? Recent ones. This last. I am asking, except this. Then? How can we recall all the births? There are a lot of research is done in this. Past life regression, hypnotic regression, especially two religions of the world, Buddhism and Jainism. They have worked a lot on this. Jati Smaran. What is Jati Smaran? Jati Smaran is nothing but you start recalling all your previous births. You start seeing yourself. And what is the most, what is the use of recalling previous births? Especially in spirituality. Especially for a sadhak. Especially for a person who is engaged seriously in spiritual life, who is engaged very seriously into attaining some highest goal of life, who has got real vairag, who has got real dispassion, real disinterest, who is not interested in the frivolities and the indulgence and the vague indulgence of this world. For such a real sadhak, why there is importance of Jati Smaran? I am not talking of those fancy people who are interested in knowing their previous births just for the sake of fun, because they know that this person does hypnotic regression, let us go to him and he will do hypnotic regression and we will get to know, oh, I was this and I was that. I'm not talking of these people. I'm talking of those serious, spiritually minded people who are interested, who do Jati Smaran. What is the reason? Yes, then what else? What is the one most important reason for which spiritual seekers seek past life knowledge? We have any accounts with anybody? Okay. Remove weakness. What attainments we had? It's basically for one thing, for reinforcing vairag. Why and how? Suppose a man or woman who has adopted spiritual life, and suddenly such persons develop attachment to people, to things, to objects. let them go in the previous life and see. You were attached to this person in the previous life also, and this is what you attained. Sorrow, suffering. Now you feel to run away from here. Let's see what happened. In the previous life also, you were in a worldly person, you were married, and what was the result? This was the result. Now at least learn from that. Don't repeat the same mistake again of getting attached to persons, people, to things, to objects, to this vain and indulgent world. What is that life of indulgence? You are still attracted to lust. You are still attracted to body and body's attraction. I'm talking of those people who are already doing sadhana. They are into sadhana from very long time. And during this path, then they develop attachment. A sannyasi has developed attachment to a sannyasini. A sadhvi has developed attachment to another sadhu. They don't develop attachment to worldly people because they are out of that life. But they are into spiritual life, and both of them want to make spiritual progress. But somehow there is attachment. Spiritual attachment, but that degrades into sensual attachment soon. Because spiritual love has nothing to do with body. And physical love has nothing to do with spiritual love. Physical love, that's a lower level. So when such a stage happens, then a sadhak, a seeker, an aspirant is made to undergo jati smaran. And he is shown, see, you were married in the previous births also. You were attached to this woman, this man. And what you got? This. Now you are thinking again the same thing. After leading a brahmachari life for 20 years, somebody is thinking of going back into world. See what happened last time. Learn from the blunder. Don't again commit the same mistake. This is for this reason. This is shown even in life of Mahavira, that one of his sannyasins, who was a prince from a very kingly family, and he had come and he found all those penances, all those austerities, all those tapasya very difficult. And one day he resolves that I have to run away from his sangha. And he has made full preparation when Mahavira comes and then shows him all his previous births. This is what you were. Learn. And then a new vairag takes birth in the heart of that yogi, and he stays back. So Baba is saying here one thing. You have to spin this discus of self-realization. You have to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Means you have to keep on moving up and down this cycle. Go up, come down. Go up, come down. See yourself, what you were in golden age, then silver age, then copper age, and then iron age. See your 84 births. See your horoscope of 84 births. See your Janmapatri of all the 84 births. And then think who you were. And one more thing. Is it possible to really know who we were? Yes. Because everything is recorded here. If I ask you what you were doing on 7th March 1999, those who were born, of course, in the morning, you can know what you were doing. You can know everything. You can know on 6th March 2005 morning what had happened to you. You will be able to tell the tea was having less sugar. This much you can remember. So much detail. Only thing is that torch you have to focus. This is a soul and it carries all the records of all the 84 births, of each birth, each day, each year, everything it has got. And if suppose somebody wants to remember, you can do that. There are a lot many scientific techniques for that. One of the techniques which is quite often used is, first you sit, relax in a calm atmosphere, relax your mind, relax your body, and then start your visualization. What you have to visualize in order to remember all the previous births What Baba says, it is almost the same, but in a different manner. They say that you imagine there is a big hallway. There is a big hallway. This is, you are here, suppose. You are sitting here. Imagine that this is a hall and this is a way. This is huge hallway and there is a gate over here. Okay? And you start visualizing and you start walking. Start walking. Go ahead, go ahead. This is actually going within when you are 10 year old, 15 year old, 10 year old, 5 year old, 1 year old, 1 month, 1 day, in the womb of mother. You reach here. Going, imagining, visualizing. Go, behind. Here. Reach here. And then there is a gate here and then gate is opened. And through that window then you can see your previous birth. But don't get upset, don't get depressed when things don't happen or you don't see anything. They say persist. Because everything is in the soul. Only thing it is a question of focus. The more you focus, automatically it happens. So they tell this technique of a tunnel, of a way where there is a door. You keep on remembering, you go behind, and once you reach here, then open the door and then see what I am wearing, what I was, who I was, just the previous birth, before this birth. And then if you are successful in reaching this birth, then again start another tunnel. Go, and then reach, then next previous birth. In this way they tell this. Now what we do in yoga? Baba said, you spin this discus of self-realization. You imagine yourself that you are here, in golden age. Then you are coming down. You spend some time here. Don't make a rush. Don't be in hurry. Spend some time in golden age. See golden age. Visualize golden age. Visualize that I am in that Pushpak Viman. Visualize that there is a Raj Sabha. There is a meeting and that godly king, royal court. What clothes you are wearing. Listen the chirping of the birds. See the mountains. See everything as vividly as possible. As if you are seeing in front of your eyes. See as if you are there. A part of those deities. You see yourself. Spend some time. And do like this. And I am having the first birth. Then second birth. Then third. Then fourth. Then fifth. Then sixth. Then seventh. Then eighth. Now golden age finished. Now I am entering into silver age. First. Second. Third. Here you can imagine I am with Shri Krishna playing. Here you can imagine yourself with Ram, if you want, or with somebody. Or you can think, I am that. Whatever way. But you see, you spend some time each and every birth, or you can even, that will come later. So here you finished, then start the first birth from Copper Age. First birth. The first crying. The first attraction. The first body consciousness, the first act of body consciousness, the first bhakti, then first pilgrimage, the first puja that you did, the first scripture you wrote, the first bhakti or the first archana and all those things, the first guru of 5000 years. You can start remembering everything, first birth, then second, then third, then fourth, then come down and 63 and now the last. Now I am here. What you are doing in this process, you are focusing on these births. And it is not one day job, one day work. Keep on doing it every day. So your purpose is to remember your previous births, no? So you will have to accept whatever you are. You should have that readiness to accept. It's not that if you find that you are servant, so don't get unhappy. Then next day you do, that day you do more purushartha, and next day again you change your visualization. And then see, no, I am no more servant, I am king or whatever. So keep on repeating this process of going up and down, 84 births. Bring that cycle in front of you or bring those steps in front of you. Sit in front, go in the meditation hall and sit. And then keep on seeing that, those steps of 84 births. I am here, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. So at some point or other, suddenly, because it is the same soul which has taken birth and we are now trying to recall, and suddenly there will be some strong memory and it will catch you. And you will remember, yes, I am this. This is one method. Second is reverse. Start from here. Confluence aged Brahmin soul, Now, just the previous births, 83rd, 82, 81, 80, like that, go back. And then again you can do one more practice. Now I am in female body, then in male body, then in female body, then in male body. This is a very good practice to get rid of this maleness and femaleness. This is very good practice to get rid of attraction to female body and male body. This is a very good practice to get rid of body consciousness. I am now into female body, now I am in male body. Now I am in female, then male. Male, female, male, female. Start doing this. And one more. Then one more thing. Who can do this? The purer the soul, the easier it will reflect everything. The muddier, the murkier the soul, you will find it difficult. Because it is the mirror. There is a malvikshep avaran. You just remove it, the dust you remove. The gold is already there, the gold is covered by dust. Remove the dust and you will find the gold shining inside. This soul is carrying everything, but remove it. All the dust, all the dirt, all the stains. When you reach that stages, you cross the higher stages of purity, you start seeing what you were in the previous births. You see all your births. So this is possible. It is possible. So purity is very important thing. Second, practice. Keep on practicing every day. Baba, that's why I say keep on spinning this discus of self-realization all the time. If you spin this discus of self-realization here, then you become Chakravarti. What a miracle. What a strange thing. In order to become king, nobody has, Chanakya never taught this to Chandragupta. That if you want to become king, you have to do something here. They were taught, if you want to become king, defeat all other kings. Win this land or that land. Do this and do that. Has anybody throughout the history in 5000 years, anybody taught this? That you have to walk here, not outside. So, spin the discus here. Keep on seeing, keep on moving up and down. Then it will happen. Otherwise, no. So, this is today's abhyas. At this time, you children specially know your horoscope for 5000 years and have become master knowledgeful. You are master knowledgeful. You know everything. It's not that you do not know. You know everything. All of you know the special aspect that you will become those who play hero parts throughout the whole cycle. Bahuni me vyatatani janmani tava Arjuna. In Krishna, Krishna says in Arjuna, in Gita, ki Arjuna, you do not know. You and I, we have spent many births. But you do not know, I know them all. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava Arjuna. Here, O Arjuna, just listen what I am telling you. You have spent many births. So in the similar manner, we can know all our births. And then, what is the use? As I said, induction of Vairag. You will not commit the same blunder, same mistake, which you have been doing all the time, all the ages. Now you will learn, we have done this. What was the result? What was the ramification? Nothing. This is what sorrow has come to my hand after doing this. After running and rushing from here to there, seeking worldly things. What has happened? What is the aftermath? Nothing. Sorrow, suffering, misery, pain, anguish, restlessness. This is the result of worldly search. That's why let me stop this and seek within. Okay, you have committed some blunder that day, that time, that birth. Let me not do the same. This time. Okay? So be a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Om Shanti.